May the 26th. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Psalm 55:22. Even if care is exercised upon legitimate objects, it has in it a measure of sin if carried to excess. The admonition to avoid anxious care is earnestly taught by our Saviour again and again. It is reiterated by the apostles, and it is one that cannot be neglected without involving sin, for the very essence of anxious care is imagining that we are wiser than God. We thrust ourselves into his place and attempt to do for him that which he has undertaken to do for us. We attempt to think of those things that we imagine he will forget. We labor to take upon ourselves our weary burden as if he were unable or unwilling to take it for us. This disobedience to his plain precept, this unbelief in his word, and this presumption in intruding upon his domain are all sinful. Yet, more than this, anxious care often leads to acts of sin. He who cannot calmly leave his affairs in God's hands, but will carry his own burden, is very likely to be tempted to use wrong means to help himself. This sin leads to forsaking God as our counselor, resorting instead to human wisdom. This is going to the broken cistern instead of to the fountain, a sin that was laid against Israel of old. Jeremiah 2:13. Anxiety makes us doubt God's loving kindness, and so our love for him grows cold. We feel mistrust, and so grieve the Spirit of God. Our prayers become hindered, our consistent example becomes tarnished, and our life becomes one of self-seeking. Thus, this lack of confidence in God leads us to wander far from him. But if, through simple faith in his promise, we cast each burden upon him as it comes, and if we don't worry about anything because he undertakes to care for us, it will keep us close to him and will strengthen us against much temptation. The steadfast of mind you will keep in perfect peace, because he trusts in you. Isaiah 26:3.